stand by. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Best Practices for Enterprise Job Scheduling. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. This teleconference discusses key issues in production workload management, including integration with the ZOS Workload Manager, SAP, and Grid Architectures. The teleconference will be hosted by Flora Tramontano-Giratori, Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS Interaction Solution Designer, and Mark Marnell, Senior Market Manager, Tivoli Workload Scheduler. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our first speaker, Mark Marnell.
Thank you, and welcome everybody to today's web conference. Today we'll be discussing Tivoli Workload Scheduler, the integration points around the scheduler, some of the new functions and features that were delivered last year and are on the roadmap this year and that are being delivered between now and the end of the year. My name is Mark Morneau. I'm market manager for this product. Also joining me on today's call will be Flora Tramontano. She's the senior product manager on the product with our Rome development lab. And we will be discussing first the integration points around Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS. We'll move into some of the new enhancements for the Tivoli Workload Scheduler 8.3 release, which is released on April 28th of 2006. We will then go into a new product called Tivoli Workload Scheduler Load Leveler and provide an overview of the functions and features on that new release, and then move into our Workload Scheduler for Applications, and then finish up with the new enhancements on our ZOS and some migration strategies for migrating existing scheduling environments over to Tivoli Workload Scheduler. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Flora. Flora, can you take it from here and dive right into the integration points?
Thank you, Mark. Let's move on chart number 3. And here we have a short introduction on our Tivoli Workload Scheduler solution and how it is positioned inside the workload management technology. And our Tivoli Workload Scheduler solution has matured beyond automating batch subsets, and now it enables the integration of workloads across multiple platforms and across multiple applications in a complete end-to-end environment, providing high availability, through fault tolerance, security, and scalability. Our Tivoli Workload Scheduler offering components, that is the ZOS component, the distributed component, the Tivoli Workload Scheduler for Applications, can be in a very flexible way deployed into any customer production environment, so that customer can choose between mainframe-centric, distributed-centric, or peer-to-peer parallel end-to-end enterprise scheduling solutions. Depending on the customer business needs or on the organizational structure, TWS distributed and ZOS components can be used in a mix of configurations that allow to have a completely distributed scheduling environment, a completely ZOS environment, as well as a couple of mixed end-to-end ZOS and distributed environment. It also allows, through the TWS for application component, to manage a workload on non-TWS platforms and ERP applications. Furthermore, the usage of Job Scheduling Console allows to oversee activities on all scheduling engines, providing a centralized point of control and a unified interface for managing the workload regardless of the platform or operating system on which the jobs run. Today, due to the complexity of the IT system management and the consequent determination of silos of technical expertise, we are giving much focus to integrated solutions of Tivoli Workload Scheduler with other system management products, with the target of achieving the efficiency and the effectiveness that are needed for an IT to reach its business objectives. And so we are trying to leverage other component technologies so to remove customer effort required to build ad hoc, homemade, integrated solution, to remove the silos of management expertise and organization, and to simplify the control of the enterprise. I'm going to talk now about integrations of Tivoli Workload Scheduler for DOS with the Workload Manager technology, IBM System Automation, Tivoli Business System Manager, and Tivoli Enterprise Portal. Let's go to chart number 4. This is the integration of a Workload Manager component with the Tivoli Workload Scheduler 4D. And this integration has been delivered on fourth quarter 2005 as a product announcement on top of version 8.2 of TWS 4D. TWS integrates with the Workload Manager, WLM, to announce the load balancing and routing of scheduled workloads based on WLM specifications. And the outcome benefit is the load balancement of the scheduled workload, the optimization of system resources, and the improvement in service level agreement, with the reduction of job management and job monitoring costs. The announcements allows to automate job definition tasks that previously required manual editing to job control language to JCL files, allows to automate job monitoring tasks, and allows also to automatically discover and resubmit jobs that are waiting for WLM resources. I'm going more in detail. The WLM integration leverages the WLM scheduling environment, basically. The WLM scheduling environment is a set of WLM resources along with their status, and a scheduling environment is available when all its resources are in the required status. Now, this integration introduces the WLM scheduling environment as part of the Tivoli Workload Scheduler operation definition. And in fact, these announcements introduce five main features. First of all, you can define a WLM scheduling environment for TWS4D operations. And you can do it both in the application description and in the current plan, both with the granularity of the operation and in a massive way with the batch loader, the mass update, and the exits. With this announcement, the operations will be automatically tailored with the defined scheduling environment at submission time. The scheduling environment defined at operation level is added in the job card. And this approach eliminates the need to manually edit jobs when the scheduling environment must be introduced or an existing association must be changed. The second feature is you can prevent job submission when a scheduling environment is not available or not existing. And this way, the jobs will not remain stacked in WLM queues. We have new status flags, such as waiting for scheduling environment availability, and new error codes, such as scheduling environment undefined. And this will allow you not only to prevent the submission of job when a scheduling environment is not available, but also to easy monitor jobs with a scheduling environment associated, so that you can fast detect scheduling environment related problems. Third feature, you can automatically resubmit operations waiting for a specific scheduling environment, because when scheduling environment becomes available on a DOS image, the trackers, the TWS trackers, produce a new event for the controller, and the controller, when receives this event, automatically resubmits waiting operations. In the end, you can use Sysplex identification parameter to enable multiple scheduling environment with the same name to coexist on multiple Sysplexes without confusion. And also a particular configuration with multiple Jesplex within the Sysplex boundary is managed with the introduction of a new parameter Jesplex. Let's move to chart 5. This is the integration with the IBM system automation, and it is going to be delivered as a product announcement on top of TWS 4G version 8.2 in the third quarter 2006. TWS 4G integrates with the system automation to provide customers with an easy and efficient way to automate application flows and manage complex automation scenarios. Customers might currently use a couple of integrations of TWS 4G with system automation, the command interface and the batch interface, but they require an additional manual effort and maintenance cost to pass commands to system automation. And there is also a high cost to detect and correct problems because the operators monitoring the batch processing do not have available info on their screen to determine which system automation command ended in error and why. So we are going to cooperate with the system automation team and provide an improved, more flexible command interface. The new interface will leverage an automation workstation to schedule system automation commands. And here in the chart, we see a comparison between the current and the new interface. The current command interface uses the operation text field to store system automation commands and associate these operations to workstation with a special naming convention that represent the NetView. In this interface, the operation text can contain up to 24 characters only, with no variables. Then the exit 7, the already existing exit 7, is used to filter on operations defined on special workstation and intercept system automation commands. And furthermore, when a system automation command fails, the operation status is updated accordingly, but there is no related info logged in TWS logs. So the new interface introduces a new kind of general workstation, the automation workstation, that will allow some special processing and will also make unnecessary the workstation naming convention. For any job defined on this new workstation, there will be the possibility to define system automation specific information, such as the command text that will be up to 256 characters and will contain variables and concatenated commands. And you will also be able to introduce other system automation-related info, such as the automated operator, the security element, and the completion info. Then a new exit will be defined ad hoc for managing system automation commands. And finally, when system automation detects an error, not only the TWS operation status is changed to error, but an error message will be issued to TWS log that associates the system automation error to the operation, to the TWS operation. Go to next chart, chart 6. It shows the integration of Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS with TBSM, Tivoli Business System Manager, and also TSLA, Tivoli Service Level Advisory. First of all, Tivoli Business System Manager is an application used to monitor critical business systems, including resources that can span from ZOS to distributed systems, and TBSM also allows the support organizations to view system components according to organizational priority or business needs. So let's say that TBSM provides an intelligent management of business systems because it aligns IT operations to business priorities. TBSM integrates with the resources from TWS4Z not only to monitor critical jobs and resources belonging to TWS4Z, but also to build business systems that reflect the logical relationship of applications, the physical location, resources, or other business needs in your organization. To make TWS4D and TBSM to work together, you have to configure the integration by means of an easy process. And this process consists of two main steps. The first one consists in configuring both products to communicate each other, and the second one consists in marking jobs in TWS4D to forward events to TBSM, resulting in an event-driven view. Furthermore, the integration with the Tivoli Service Level Advisory allows measuring service level agreement and improved planning based on capacity adjustments. Chart 7. This shows the integration of Tivoli Enterprise Portal, TEP, with the TWS, and this integration is part of a more general strategy that wants to adopt TEP as the integration point, as the common control point for different availability products. In fact, this strategy is aimed to provide a common view of your system enterprise from which you can navigate into multiple systems and solutions. And you can also drill down to see details about each system that is being monitored. TEP allows to integrate this way the different silos of management expertise in a single point so that you can achieve the efficiency and effectiveness that is needed for IT to reach its business objectives. Both TWS4 Distributed and TWS4 DOS will integrate with TEP. In particular, the TWS4 DOS integration with TEP is going to be implemented as part of the next TWS4 release that will be delivered in the end of this year. Go to Chart 8. This shows more in detail the integration of TEP with TWS4D. This integration will allow the users to flag as external monitored jobs that are critical for the business and therefore users need to monitor them from the common interface of TEP. For the external monitored job, events like adding a new job, starting of the job, ending of the job will be monitored. Furthermore, you will be notified by TEP about all error situations, such as alert durations, alert for late operations, alert for operation that ended in error. And you will also be notified about TWS4DOS subtasks that ended in error or subtask queues that exceeded the threshold value. Go to Chart 9. As mentioned in the beginning of this presentation, our strategy is very much focused on the end-to-end solution because the final goal is to provide customers with a cross-enterprise end-to-end scheduler with a single consolidated view of all the scheduling points. In view of this, we developed recent enhancements on the end-to-end solution, and we are going to improve the solution with the next ZOS release and later. Here we have two recent announcements. One is the end-to-end server messages to system console delivered as product announcement on fourth quarter 2005, and the other one is the end-to-end reduced network shutdown that has been delivered as product announcement on first quarter 2006. The first announcement, the end-to-end server messages to system console, represents an important improvement in the consistency and usability of the end-to-end server interface, which is the interface that gives you an idea about the business health of your distributed network workload. and therefore it is a key interface to be monitored in order to ensure the business continuity of your distributed workflow. The announcement allows to consistently filter on messages to be logged, making it easier to detect and act on problems. And it also allows to route the end-to-end server messages to the system console, which is needed for customers implementing system automation solutions that intercept system console messages and trigger automated process consequently. The second announcement, the reduced network shutdown, represents a performance improvement in the end-to-end. In fact, with this announcement, in the end-to-end environment, the elapsed time that the distributed portion of the network is down during the daily plan is extremely reduced. It is no longer equal to the time needed to create and distribute the symphony file, but it is limited to the only time the symphony file is distributed into the agent. Go to chart 10. Mark?
Thanks, Flora. Excellent job on discussing the integration points with the TWSC product. This next session, we're going to dive in on some of our new products that have been recently announced by Tivoli. The first one I'm going to discuss is our distributed scheduling product and the updates that we have made with the TWS 8.3 scheduler, as well as the new TWS load leveler for cluster balancing. So as we move into slide 11, make sure you have your presentation in the presentation mode. This is a build slide. When you look at the existing architecture of TWS for distributed, this first picture you see on the first click here shows you the job scheduling console connected through the Tivoli Management Framework to give you the planning, the choreography, and the execution of schedules down across your scheduling domain, as well as the TWS agents out there, the fault-tolerant agents on all of the servers within your domain. What we're looking at doing and what we have done, if you do another click here on slide 11, you're going to see some of the issues that we've had with this product and moving forward in a different architecture. The Tivoli Management Framework did not give us the scalability that we needed to go into dynamic environments. The planner did not allow us to have complex planning across dynamic environments, and we had a proprietary database. So as we looked in how we were going to extend and evolve this product, we decided that we were going to re-architect this around web services. So the release that we announced on April 4th and that is available to the market on April 28th moves TWS into a web service-based architecture, gives us the advanced planning and scheduling flexibilities, and gives us a relational database that improves reliability, availability, and scalability of the product. So I'm going to dive in a little bit on each of these things, these key enhancements to the TWS 8.3 distributed. With the J2EE APIs and web service interface for both distributed and Z, by the way, this is a Z statement on the interface, these are now provided with the TWS 8.3 release. The web service comes from WebSphere. It allows our customers to leverage and integrate the TWS distributed and ZOS scheduling capability across their existing business processes or business-to-business integration scenarios. Our customers or even business partners can now use these new APIs as well as build their own APIs to access any scheduling function provided by TWS using the standard J2EE or web service development tools. TWS itself, again, both on distributed and Z platforms, will make use of the new set of APIs as well and the underlying WebSphere infrastructure to connect the job scheduling console to the TWS distributed and ZOS engines. Having the new WebSphere infrastructure embedded into the TWS product, completely transparent to the TWS administrator, will remove the need to have the Tivoli Management Framework infrastructure installed on the customer environment. Therefore, it lowers administration and maintenance costs of the TWS infrastructure. In addition, with WebSphere, we get support for LDAP authentication to authenticate the TWS users connecting via the job scheduling console or command line interface. The list of supported LDAP servers includes the Windows Active Directory, the MZOS security server, also known as RACF for the Z community, plus, you know, many other IBM and ISV LDAP servers that are available. The second key thing here I want to talk about with this are the advanced planning features and the increased flexibility that allows our customers to express more sophisticated roles for planning and choreographing the execution of their jobs in a much more flexible and easier way. The enhanced identification of the instances of the same activity scheduled over different days, reducing the cost to monitor and manage the workload execution in the customer production environment, defining dependencies between activities that are scheduled to run on different days or even on different weeks. You can now save an activity as a draft to associate a validity time window to an activity. This feature also allows customers to easily ensure that non-completed or fully tested activities go into the plan or are scheduled outside their validity windows, therefore simplifying the definition and the maintenance of the scheduling activities. So a lot of key enhancements there on the planning piece. Another key enhancement here that we're discussing is with TWS 8.3 release is our new data management infrastructure based on a relational database. This optimizes and expedites the maintenance of the scheduling data. So the scheduling database will be open to the customers. You can use simple SQL constructs, be able to extract and manipulate and produce reports from this TWS scheduling data. It certainly offers improved reliability, scalability, and recoverability of the scheduling features. And we will support with this relational database both DB2 and Oracle. A couple other key things here that I want to hit on the TWS 8.3 distributed release. Another one is the usability enhancements of the job scheduling console. It's certainly more easier and more intuitive for both TW operators and application developers. In addition, we have increased support for SAP R3 that's fully integrated and shipped with the TWS for Applications 8.3 product. I'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in a couple more slides. It's fully SAP certified and it will allow our customers to leverage all of the SAP integration features directly from the TWS job scheduling console. Lastly, with this TWS 8.3 distributed release, we're providing a seamless customer upgrade to ensure any customer that has TWS environment, whether it's 8.1, 8.2, whatever it is, that it will upgrade and install without any complexities on the TWS 8.3 model and infrastructure. You know, with that, we get the TWS 8.3 master and agents that can coexist with previous levels of TWS master and agents in the same network. That allows our customers to perform top-down, you know, master first and agents or bottom-up migration in a step-by-step approach and start to benefit of the new TWS features from day one. We also have an intelligent data upgrade utility that will import the old scheduling definition from a back-level TWS installation and store it into the new relational database, alerting the customer of any inconsistencies that you may find in the old database. So there's a lot of enhancements and optimizations on the migration. The upgrade procedure and utilities have been validated in the field. I think we did upwards of 50 different integrations with different customers, so, you know, extensive tests and many real production databases migrated to this new relational database. So this has been an exciting release for us. It begins our path into a service-oriented architecture through the embedded web sphere. So all of our jobs as in the future will be architected around SOA models, so the job components will be exposed to the SOA in the enterprise service bus. Anything connected to the ESB or any SOA product can take advantage of the jobs and the scheduling functionality within TWS. As we move to slide 12, I want to take a minute here and talk about a new product that we just released, TWS Load Leveler. This is a job management product that allows Tivoli customers to optimize workloads across AIX and Linux clusters. This is a big thing for us as we look in how we're moving into high-performance computing clusters and grid pools. We're extending the TWS family beyond that mainframe and distributed view and going full heterogeneity across the enterprise and doing HPC, grid, mainframe, and distributed to exploit any idle cycles across any server that our customers have. Moving to slide 13, kind of wanted to walk you through how this kind of looks from a flow process. So, you know, initially you do the job scheduling console where you define the jobs and job streams and look at the topology and scheduling policies. You then generate a production plan from that. And, you know, of course, this is just the standard planning choreography and execution kinds of engines. But when it goes to execute the job is then passed over to TWS Load Leveler, and that defines where that job will be executed. So the Load Leveler engine itself then can blast that across the cluster and manage any kind of MPI job, you know, just take full advantage of all the computing cycles within an AIX or Linux cluster and respond back very, very quickly back to the TWS and release that job back in. This is a key release for us. It moves us into fully supporting clusters and grids, and you'll see more from us in the future on the product. If we move slide 14 back to the agenda, I'm going to talk a little bit about TWS Scheduler for Applications, very specifically to SAP. We've done a number of enhancements with the TWS 8.3 for Applications release. It's really about providing direct integration between TWS and the R3 environment. We are fully certified from SAP with this across XBP and R3, BIW, XML, pretty much everything, you know, all the key certifications. If you look at where SAP is going for dynamic environments and where TWS and Tivoli are going for dynamic environments, this is a key enhancement for us. So the bottom line here is that with this release, you know, by integrating with SAP R3, TWS is going to allow you to optimize central management of the end-to-end network. You can define the SAP R3 jobs on the fly and launch them without any intervention directly from the R3 system. You can integrate with the Unicode R3 system and all SAP-provided platforms. You know, that allows you to store the multilingual kind of definitions in the model. Plus, it enables you to define the centralized jobs from the end-to-end directly on the SAP R3 system. Some of the key features here that I'm going to talk about in the next slide is the standard job dependencies and controls on R3 jobs, how you create R3 jobs using the TWS interface, run on specified days and times in a prescribed order, how you define the interdependencies. All of those kinds of things that are common in SAP environments are now fully supported through TWS 8.3 for Applications. So let's move into slide 16. This is a very high-level sample environment of the TWS system connected through a JSC. And, of course, you know, this can be a worldwide deployment. These don't have to sit in a data center, the same data center. It can be anywhere across. And what we do here is for our application environment, IBM Tivoli Workload Scheduler uses extended agents, and that allows us to extend that job scheduling functionality to other systems and applications, both on distributed Z and an end-to-end environment. So the extended agent is defined on a workstation that is a host and an access method. The host is any TWS workstation, whether it's a master or a fault-tolerant agent. This access method is really just a program that's executed by the hosting workstation when either the TWS engine or the job scheduling console needs to interact with the external system. So that's how we connect into SAP environments. So a little bit on the coverage here, the TWS job scheduling coverage through the SAP XBP 2.0 interface allows you to query the list of existing jobs, all R3 standard jobs and business kinds of things, the tracking of their child jobs. You can intercept any of the R3 jobs that are going across the network. You have full job attributes to print and archive and job classes, as well as all the external command steps. In addition, this gives us full BIW warehouse info package and process chains that allows you to create, modify the R3 standard job properties and step list. You can query the list of existing variants for a specific ABAP, create and modify all those variants, and get a whole definition of the existing info package. So, you know, a very extensive integration with R3 and full certification now with our TWS for Applications 8.3, another significant release for Tivoli this year. So we move into slide 17. I'd like to turn this back over to Flora. We have another product coming out later this year, 2006, in Q4, where we're doing some pretty significant enhancements to the Z product that Flora was talking about earlier in this webcast. So with the TWS for Z 8.3 product coming out in Q4, Flora's going to go through some of the highlights and features on slide 18, if you move to slide 18, and I'm going to hand this back over to Flora for a couple minutes. Laura.
Thank you, Mark. I'm going to give an overview, as Mark already told, about the next TWS4D release that will be delivered in the end of this year. It will be a very important release, enhancing the planning and choreography area, enhancing the event-driven scheduling area, the end-to-end capabilities, and it will introduce, as already told, the integration with Tivoli Enterprise Portal, and will develop a plugin for working with the IBM Support Assistant. The first area, let's say planning and choreography areas, are going to be enhanced with the introduction of very important features. The critical path management and monitoring, that is the ability of TWS4D to calculate critical paths to operations defined as critical point by the user in the network. And the critical path will also load the automatic promotion of operations on critical path in case they risk to miss their deadlines, and also an easy monitoring of critical jobs and their critical paths. Then we have the every run cycle improvement, a very common requested improvement. It will give the possibility to schedule application occurrences with an interval time in the order of minutes. For example, schedule an application occurrence every 15 minutes, every half an hour, and so on, which is currently possible with an additional implementation effort. Then we have another feature, another planning feature. It is the delay between jobs. It means that a delay can be implemented between two dependent jobs. And then we have the loop dependency analysis improvements in performance and usability area. It will be very fast to detect a loop in the daily plan, and it will be also easier to locate the root cause of the loop. The second area improved will be the event-driven scheduling area, because more and more jobs are event-driven rather than calendar-based in customer environments. And so our event trigger and tracking functionality will be improved with the support of new product variables and will be enhanced in scalability. And furthermore, additional flexibility is going to be given to special resources to automatically handle common customer scenarios involving special resources. The end-to-end area will be enhanced in that a new and easier architectural configuration. This configuration will allow a direct connection of agents to the mainframe. Then we have the integration with Tivoli Enterprise Portal that has been already discussed in this webcast. And in the end, the IBM Support Assistant will have a plugin to easily link to TWS4D related documentation, frequently asked questions, and in order to get assistance in problem determination. I will give the word to you, Mark, again. Thank you.
Thank you, Flora. This last section, I just want to spend a couple minutes here on how to migrate from existing schedulers over to the TWS environment. So as we move into this next slide here, slide 20, I'd like to spend just a couple minutes, you know, about how you lower your costs, how you get rid of the multiple schedulers and duplication of operations staff, how you can tie directly into Tivoli's future direction with IT service management, and enabling your workload to exist and be executed and acted upon through an SOA environment, how you can get to an end-to-end management through migration of TWS and allowing that batch in real time and getting the calendar-based, event-based, dynamic-based workload all integrate under a single platform. So that's what we're doing with a majority of our customers right now and migrating from existing schedulers over to TWS. You know, as we move into slide 21, the key thing here is we're going to come in. We're happy to provide a free analysis just let us know, and we can come in and look at your requirements, look at your configuration, understand how we match our JSC to the GUI that you have, or our new GUIs to your GUI, how we do your relational database or scheduling database tied back to our DB2 or Oracle, how we do all the dialogues, the kinds of restart and cleanup you have and data stores and the auto recovery. All of those kinds of analysis have to be made up front, and we're happy to come and do that at no cost to you for that initial analysis. And we then build that development environment from that knowledge and customize all the startup parameters, how you would look at it from a Z side as well as a distributed end-to-end, and do best practice kinds of production runs around that environment. So, you know, do the full building of your environment and transition you into this end-to-end management that we have with TWS. You know, and again, this is something that when you look at the architecture for TWS, it's really about driving an end-to-end business, tying your scheduling into the business and using all of your assets, whether they're mainframe or distributed or HPC clusters or grid pools, and doing all that from a single interface. That is what we're doing with Tivoli Workload Scheduler. So this free migration analysis will give you everything that we find on your environment, whether you go with TWS or not. You're going to identify some things there. And we're happy to do whatever it takes to get you guys migrated, or anybody that wants to be migrated. So I just want to finish up this webcast here and thank you guys again for your time in listening to some of the features that we've released over the past few months, as well as the key enhancements and products that we're going to be shipping in the market towards the end of April, and then again in the Q4 timeframe this year. We have a huge investment here on this product. This is a key strategic component for Tivoli. It's fully integrated across everything that we're doing now. You saw with what Flora showed with systems automation and TBSM, workload management. There are a number of different pieces of work going on that fully integrates TWS as a core component into our ITSM strategy that gives you a full availability management, capacity management, workload management, all in a dynamic environment, again with full calendar and event-based scheduling. So this is a key product for us. Any information that anybody would like to have additional to this product, set up one-to-one conversations, we're more than happy to do that. You can contact myself, Mark Morneau, at morn@us.ibm.com. And if I can't answer the questions, I'll set you up with whoever else could and get you fully supported with the Tivoli Workload Scheduler product. Again, thanks for your time, and I look forward to discussing and working with more of you one-on-one. And now, I'll hand things back over to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you, Flora and Mark. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for one moment. Question 2. Please evaluate the level of technical information presented in this teleconference. If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause for one moment. Question 3, what job scheduling tools do you use? If you use Tivoli Workload Scheduler, press star 1. If you use another batch job scheduler, press star 2. If you manually schedule and manage jobs, press star 3. Question 4. Are you looking to acquire new workload scheduling tools? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Or if you are uncertain, press star 3. Question 5. Do you have a need to manage jobs across end-to-end infrastructures, including distributed and mainframe? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Or if you are uncertain, press star 3. And for our last question, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now, let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone at any time. At this time, I'd like to turn the call back to Flora and Mark while we wait for your questions. Once again, it is star 1 if you do have a question. Well, our first question comes from David Titty of Dow Chemical.
Yes. I just wanted to ask about the licensing. If you're a TWS user and you don't currently have DB2 or Oracle, are you going to have to pay to buy those one of those products?
No, this is Mark. No, it's an embedded DB2, and if there is no additional cost to the TWS user.
Thank you.
We'll move next to Gary Stanley, Ohio Casually.
Yes, we're at 8-1 right now, and I just received the stuff for 8-2. Should I do 8-2 or should I just go right to 8-3?
It's hard to answer that directly without understanding the details of your environment.
Now, when you said that you have somebody come in and do the migration, you were talking migration from a different scheduler or just migration from level to level?
From a different scheduler.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The level-to-level up migration from 8.1 to 8.3 is really seamless. We got people doing it in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So it should be relatively seamless for you. I would just move right to 8.3, to be honest. I don't see really why you would go from 8.1 to 8.2 and then, you know, later on go to 8.3.
But they can do it in hours?
Yeah.
Really? I like that. 8.2.
I'll depend on how complex your environment is and the number of jobs and all that.
Yeah, it's not that big.
You know, we'd be happy to have an offline conversation and look at your environment, but for the most part, it's a relatively quick and painless process.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, maybe you can't. Oh, maybe I'll give you a call. This is Mark, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give you a buzz.
Great.
And then we'll maybe talk about it.
Sure. Happy to do it, Gary.
All right, because they want to go to the end-to-end stuff.
Cool.
So, I appreciate it.
Once again, it is star 1 if you do have a question. We'll go next to Sue Medeiros of Putnam.
Hi. I apologize if I missed this in your discussion. Is 8.3 actually available yet to install, or is it a release this coming fourth quarter?
Yeah, if you're an existing TWS customer with current maintenance.
We are. We're on 8.2.
Okay. So it's already available. It was available on April 4th for electronic download, and it'll be available tomorrow for media.
And is there any customers that are already currently in works to upgrade?
Oh, yes, we have a number. You know, everybody that we did on the beta will be upgrading to 8.3. And I don't know, have a number that have downloaded since April 4th, but it's a large percentage of our install base.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Heidi Stevenson.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Heidi.
I just wanted to put in a clarification because I happen to know the folks, the last two folks that are asking questions. And I believe you're answering them from a TWS distributed standpoint. So I just wanted to clarify that 8.3 for distributed is available. 8.3 for Z is December of this year.
Correct statement.
We'll move to a follow-up from David Tidy.
One of our biggest challenges in an end-to-end environment is actually installing the fix packs to get the distributed agents up to a good level. Are there any plans or is anything included to enable you to actually do the installation or manage the installation from the mainframe end?
Laura, can you take that one?
Yes, I am here. Not yet plans on this request, but we will keep it in consideration.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask one quick, slightly unrelated question?
Sure.
You say that you'll be able to connect agents directly to the master controller. Does
yes.
that mean we will be able to eliminate entirely our intermediate domain controllers?
Yes, it means, you know, currently the standard agent can be directly connected and also the fault-tolerant agents can be directly connected only to domain managers. With that feature, we will remove this connection and standard agent and fault-tolerant agents will be connected directly to the master domain manager, so you can save hardware and you can save configurational effort for the domain manager.
Yeah, that will be very good. Is there a capacity limit on that?
We are performing scalability tests, so I don't have at the moment the results. If you want to be informed, please contact me and I will let you know the results of our scalability tests.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time, but one final reminder, it is star one if you do have a question. We'll do a follow-up from Gary Stanley.
Yeah, there was a gentleman earlier or got on there and said that 8.3 is not set up for ZOS yet. That won't come out in December. Is that, did I misunderstand that?
That's correct. What we had discussed today was the 8.3 for distributed product, which available today. The
okay.
AUZ product will be available in December.
All right, so I still need to go to 8.2 then.
Okay, we are doing our beta with very, very shortly for 8.3Z, so if you would like to get on that list and start working on that, we can set you up with the beta release.
Okay. All righty. So 8.3 is strictly for the distributed side right now.
Right now, that's correct, yes.
You can't, well, you can't have two running there, right?
Yes, sure.
So you can have the distributor side on 8.3 and then ZOS on 8.2?
Sure.
Okay.
You would have to change your JSC to the latest JSC, mm-hmm. I believe. Is that correct, Flora?
Oh, sorry, Mark. Repeat again.
In an end-to-end environment where someone is on the latest 8.3 distributed release with the new JSC, the 8.3 JSC, and their mainframe is still on 8.2, would
yes.
they move their 8.2 JSC for mainframe up to the 8.3 JSC?
I think so. I cannot confirm 100% at the moment.
I mean, I doubt if I go that way, but I'll just go with the install of 8.2 for now.
Okay.
And work around that.
Okay.
But again, if you want to get on the 8.3Z beta program, that does kick off in just a matter of weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
And Martha Flora, there are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call over to you for closing remarks.
Okay, well, thank you. And again, everybody, thanks for your participation on this call. It was a fairly large attendance, and we're very excited about what we're doing with this product. Any detailed questions or any issue that you have with the TWS functions and features that we talked about today, or where we're going, details on the roadmap, and what we're committed to deliver between now, next year, as well as through 2008, we'd be happy to sit down with you one-on-one and discuss, of course, the future stuff under NDA. So, again, thanks, and look forward to talking to you.
And that does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation, and have a great day.